Translation. King Parikshit inquired from Sukadev Goswami, how did Narad Muni, whose hearers are as fortunate as those instructed by Lord Brahma, explain the transcendental qualities of the Lord, who is without material qualities, and before whom did he speak? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Devasi Narada was directly instructed by Brahmaji, who was also directly instructed by the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the instructions imparted by Narada to his various disciples are as good as those of the Supreme Lord. That is the way of understanding Vedic knowledge. It comes down from the Lord by disciplic succession. And this transcendental knowledge is distributed to the world by this descending process. There is no chance, however, to receive the Vedic knowledge from mental speculators. Therefore, wherever Narad Muni goes, he represents himself as authorized by the Lord, and his appearance is as good as that of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, the disciplic succession, which strictly follows the transcendental instruction, is the bona fide chain of disciplic succession. And the test for such bona fide spiritual masters is that there should be no difference between the instruction of the Lord originally imparted to his devotee and that which is imparted by the authority in line of disciplic succession. How Narad Muni distributed the transcendental knowledge of the Lord will be explained in later cantos. It will appear also that the Lord existed prior to the material creation, and therefore his transcendental name, quality, etc. do not represent any material quality. Whenever, therefore, the Lord is described as aguna, or without any quality, it does not mean that he has no quality, but that he has no material quality, such as the modes of goodness, passion, or ignorance, as the conditioned souls have. He is transcendental to all material conceptions, and thus he is described as aguna. Om jnanantimirandasya jnananjnanashalakaya chakshuranmulitam yena tasmai shri guruvai namaha shri chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Tam Savitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shri Lalita Vishakhanamitamscha. He Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu, Jagatpate, Gopisha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namastate, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Rishabhanu Sutta Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a wonderful chapter, Questions by King Parikshit. We'll just go a little bit backwards and see what happened in the last chapter. Last chapter is entitled Scheduled Incarnations. So there is a nice brief summary I would like to talk about, and it is in Bhagavad Subodhini, and nice we'll just briefly go through some of the incarnations, scheduled incarnations. There's Varaha, Suyojna, Kapila, Dattatreya, four Kumaras, Nara Narayan, Rishini Garba, Prithu, Rishabdev, Harigriva, Matsya, Kurma, Narsingadev, Hari, Vamandev, Hamsa Avatar, Manvantara Avatar, Dhanvantri, Parushram, Ramachandra, Krishna, Vyasadev, Buddha, Kalki, and Guna Avatars. There's a nice summary. If you'd like to learn more about this, it's easy to remember, you know, if you have a summary. So it's like me making my class notes. It is there. So if you want to refer to this, you can come and see me afterwards. So that's one. We will also discuss about His Holiness Jaya Sachidananda Swami Maharaj class just a few days ago. And we'll try and follow up his instructions so kindly given to us. And I will also discuss various parts of the Srimad Bhagavatam which links to this verse. So first of all, when it says aguna, that means without material qualities. There is also in the Bhagavad Gita nirguna, without material qualities. So we can refer to the verses in Bhagavatam, and they are as such. One is, this is chapter 7 and verse 12, 13 and 14. Three verses. They describe why Krishna is called aguna or nirguna. So we should understand that. So, text 12. Ye chaiva satvika bhava rajasas tamastasya mata evita tanvidi natve aham teshu te mayi. Know that all states of being, be their goodness, passion or ignorance, are manifested by my energy. So you see, these three modes, goodness, passion, ignorance, it doesn't affect the Lord. Right? They are manifested by my energy. Everything is material or spiritual is manifested by Krishna. Everything emanates from Krishna. This verse, chapter 10, verse number 8. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matya sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. So I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. Yes? So that is important that, well, let's see the translation. Know that all states of being, be they of goodness, passion or ignorance, are manifested by my energy. I am in one sense everything, but I am independent. Iswarat, in the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the word is there, Swarat. Yeah? I am not under the modes of material nature. This is the meaning of aguna or nirguna. He is not affected by modes of nature. For they are, on the contrary, are within me. He produces them through his external energy, maya. Second verse, text 13. Tribir guna mayir bhaver ibihi sarvam idam jagat mohitam nabi janati mam epya param avyayam. Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. So here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada very clearly explains the whole world is enchanted by the three modes of material nature. We are enchanted. There's a nice picture in one of the older Bhagavad Gitas where you see the Lord energy, this external energy. There are three strings. It's like a puppet show, and the puppeteer are these three, you know, controls the three modes of material nature. So sometimes you're pulled with goodness, sometimes you're pulled with passion, sometimes you're pulled with ignorance. So we are always in different modes. Sometimes it's explained in the chapter 17 that the mode of goodness overpowers the mode of ignorance and passion. Sometimes the ignorance covers mode of goodness and passion, like we want to sleep all the time. We don't want to wake up for Mangalarti. That's the mode of ignorance taking charge that no. We can sleep 5 more minutes or 10 more minutes. So, you know, and then passion. I want to do this. It's good, actually, now that we are passionate, because our business is to distribute books. So we should, regardless of snow or no snow, we are out there and distributing books, Srila Prabhupada's books. So it's very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. And we are all acting as Narayan Parayana. You know, we don't mind whether it's hellish or heavenly or, you know, nice, sunny or cold or whatever. We just go out there and distribute. So it is a magnificent quality. Narayana Parayana. They are nice devotees. They are not worried about the externals. They just carry on, focus with what the mission is. So deluded by 3 modes, goodness, passion, ignorance, the whole world does not know me. And what does Prabhupada say? The whole world is enchanted by the 3 modes of material nature. Those who are bewildered by these 3 modes cannot understand the transcendental nature, that transcendental to this material nature is the Supreme Lord Krishna. We should understand that he is beyond these 3 modes. 14. Devi hi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mamevaya prapadante mayam etam tarantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the 3 modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. So, you know, we have to just, if we carry on devotional service, we don't have to worry about these 3 modes. Because you are actually in a mode of transcendental goodness, not even goodness, material goodness. You are in transcendental goodness. So Krishna consciousness is a process where you come out of these 3 modes and you enter into transcendental goodness. So previously in chapter 7, verse 48. Towards the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, we don't have to act like Indra. Similarly, those who are factually engaged in the loving service of the Lord have attained the ultimate goal of life. And for them, there is no need for mental speculation to find out the true nature of God or his activities. Nor do such devotees have to meditate upon the imaginary or real identity of the Lord. Because they are factually engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord's pure devotees have already achieved the results of mental speculation and meditation. The real perfection of life is therefore to be engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So this is it. We are either now going out to distribute books, so we are doing devotional service, or we are doing deity worship, or we are cooking for the lordships. Today, as it happens, after class, I'll be cooking for the lordships. And then I've been asked by the head pujari to come later on to do aarti. So I'll be in the altar. My wife, she's engaged here, then she's engaged in Soul Street almost every day. So if we are continuously doing devotional service, there is no chance of Maya to enter. No chance. You are singing very nicely the other day. You know, the Guru Puja or even in Gora Aarti. It was so nice. And once we are performing aarti, and the kirtan is nice, wow, it can't get better. It just can't get better. So we are all here practicing devotional service. But when we do work and devotion with intensity. This is what His Holiness Sachinanda Swami Maharaj was telling us. There is a word, he wanted us to take this pill. Why not? Remember, it is very nice spelling, English. Vairagya. Vairagya. Okay? So, renunciation. You know, you have to, even though you are in a family situation, if you are a grahastha, you are a sannyasi, or you are a brahmachari, you have to do your job, do your work. You know, go and do this, go and do this, clean, distribute books, whatever. But you have to have this energy to chant properly in the morning or do the service nicely, sing nicely, whatever. So there's a nice verse explaining the word lolium. Does anybody know that verse? Number 8. CC Madhya 8870. It goes like this. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. I have to look it up. It is such a nice verse. I will tell you what is happening in Kali Yuga. Our memory gets also less, you know, especially me, because I keep forgetting. But it is here. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Matihi Kriyatam Yadi Kuto Api Labhyate Tatra Lolyam Api Mulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukrate Na Labhyate. So his translation, pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price. What is that? That is intense greed to obtain it. Okay, intense greed. That word is called lolium. Intense greed to obtain it. It is, if it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. So, you know, you are getting a chance to do Krishna conscious activity. Just grab it. And as Maharaj says, you want to chant early in the morning. Grab that time. I was with, luckily, in Vrindavan for 2 whole months or 9 weeks, slightly more, and absorbed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, used to study 6 hours in Soho Street, sitting under one pillar for 6 hours continuously to reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And I was so fortunate that in Vrindavan, His Holiness Jayadvita Swami Maharaj, my prominent Shiksha Guru, guiding me nowadays and for the last 5-10 years, he has been giving classes early in the morning, Mangalarti, 4:30, to accommodate the audience in America. So it just fitted in nicely with Mangalarti. So I used to listen Bhagavatam class from Maharaj early in the morning at 4:30. Then, of course, during Kartik, the class, Srimad Bhagavatam class in the temple room is at 7:45. So another 1 hour. 1 hour with Maharaj, 1 hour in the temple room. And then Maharaj gives another class about 5:30. So that lasts another 1 hour. So that's 3 hours. I was studying Bhaktivedanta, so we study Bhagavatam, for 2 hours. So you can add 3 and 2, 5 hours. I was trying to match my Guru Maharaj, you know, take 6 hours. But I managed in Vrindavan, so 5 hours. And then I was giving classes in VIHE, so that was for 1.5 hours. So I gone slightly above six and a half. So just being engrossed in this literature, this great literature, it is wonderful experience. We should try at least this 1 hour we do in the morning, and then try and do another 1 hour if you can in your own private time. Make some time. And it's such a beautiful book. So we'll come to why Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very good. So you can sing along with me this verse, and if I make a mistake, I will go back to the written version. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yashmin Paramhamsam Ekam Amalam Yashmin Paramhamsam Ekam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyate Srimad Bhagavatam. No, we've done that. Puranam Amalam. 1 minute. I'll go back to the verse. Sorry. It is there. It is 12, 13, 18. Okay. Then the third line is Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam Aviskritam Takshrunman Supathan Vicharano Paro Takshrunman Supathan Vicharano Paro Bhaktya Vimuchan Naraha. So what it means is Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana. There are 7 things to learn here. It is the spotless Purana, number 1. Number 2, it is most dear to the Vaishnavas. Because, number 3, because it describes the pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahamsas. So all this Bhagavatam is about Paramahamsas, Srimad Bhagavatam. So it reveals, this Bhagavatam reveals the means for becoming free from material work, together with the processes of transcendental knowledge, renunciation, and devotion. Anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears and chants it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. So, His Holiness Satchinanda Swami is trying to instruct us, we have to have this supathan. You know, we have to be properly chanting. Anyone who properly hears and chants it with devotion. See, when you are chanting in the morning, so many things come up in the mind, disturb you. We have to bring it back to, you know, focusing on the name, what we are chanting. So, you know, this supathan means properly chanting. So we have to have increase this ability to properly chant, increase this ability to properly hear, increase this ability to take interest in the service and not, oh, I have to do it. You know that word, oh, that should be not there. I want to do it. I would like to do it. I want to go out in the cold. Doesn't matter about cold or this. I'll wear a coat, I'll wear a scarf, I'll wear a cap. But I'm going to distribute. The other time we were in last Saturday, we were in Welling Garden City. It was freezing cold. But, you know, there was a group of us distributing books. Some people say, no, we are Christians. We don't believe in this. We don't do this. We do this. Okay. Yes, no problem. You carry on. But our Guru Maharaj said, be a true Christian. Hare Krishna. So, we continue with this nice verse. Let's try and get back to our verses. Raja. So King Parikshit was on the deathbed. And he only had 7 days to live. But how did he use his 7 days? He left everything. He left his wealth. He left his kingdom. He left his family. So this renunciation, again, we have to listen to Maharaj again, that we have to develop this renunciation, vairagya. There is another word, or rather a medical product, introduced about 20 years ago, and it's got a different spelling, slightly. It's called Viagra. Viagra is a medicine. But it helps to increase sense enjoyment. We are talking about vairagya, which is to detach our minds from sense gratification and engage our senses in the service of Krishna. So it is quite simple. We don't go towards the sense enjoyment. We don't try and fulfill our senses. We try and fulfill senses of the Lord or His bona fide representative, the spiritual master. So this is what we are supposed to do. We're supposed to engage in that. So there is another lovely verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is that there are two paths. There are two paths. Yes. You can repeat after me. Shreyasya. Prayasya. Manushya Metaha. My surname is Metta, by the way. Original name, Metta. So, Shreyasya Prayasya Manushya Metaha. Tau Samparitya Vivinakti Dhiraha. Shreyohi Dhirobi Prayoshi Vriniti. Prayo Manda Yoga Shema Tri Vriniti. Every soul has the option of accepting either the path of the senses, which is prayers, or the path of spiritual well-being, which is shreyas. The wise, after carefully weighing this, accept the path of spiritual well-being, shreyas. Whereas deluded souls accept the path of sense enjoyment. So this is from the Katha Upanishad 1:2:2. Reference 1:2:2. Katha Upanishad. So there we can actually see when we are doing book distribution, we can see some people are interested, some people are not interested. So this soul, spirit soul, which is in everyone's heart, and there's another nice verse which explains Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu, he produces the elements, you know, material elements, math. And then Garbhodakshaya is in every universe. And Shirodakshaya is in the heart of every living entity. So that is Vishnu's tu trini rupani. Vishnu has three rupes, three person rupes. And Ekam, that's the first one, is Mahata Shastre, which is Garbhodakshaya, Mahavishnu Goswami. Mahavishnu is the first expansion. He creates this material energy, Mahat. Dvitiyam Tva Anda Samstitam. Dvitiyam Tva Anda Samstitam. So the second is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who is in every universe. And from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, from the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, sprouts Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma comes from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And the third one, Tritiyam, Sarva Bhutastam. So, Tritiyam, Sarva Bhutastam. So, third is Shirodakshaya, who is in the heart of every living entity. And then it says, tani jnatva vimuchyate. Anybody who knows these three gets liberated from the clutches of maya. That reference, if you want, for your studies of Srimad Bhagavatam, is Adilila 577. Adilila 577. It starts with Vishnu's two trini rupani purushakhyani atho
medu.
Ekam tu mahata shastre, dvitiyam tu andasamstitam, tritiyam sarvabhutastam tani yatva vimuchyate. So that was three Vishnus. Okay, so now we want to cover Aguna. We've done that. There's no chance. Okay, and disciplic succession. Now, disciplic succession, we have our Bhagavad Gita. Everyone's got Bhagavad Gita. And in the introduction, we will see the disciplic succession. So we should not hear from anybody else, if possible. Just try and look at this list and look at our altar. And we have got, on the bottom, we've got the parampara. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has got many disciples. And again, luckily in Vrindavan, we had the Vyas Puja of His Holiness Jaya Advaita Swami Maharaj. And he fortunately asked this question of everyone present there. They were all Prabhupada disciples. And he asked them what their name is and what their responsibilities are. What are they preaching on behalf of Srila Prabhupada? So I was there present and I was very, very happy to learn that all of Srila Prabhupada's disciples who are still active in preaching are doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful activities all over the world. So our tradition is going to carry on for next 10,000 years. That is predicted. And I'm sure we are heading that way, definitely. Definitely. So I will just read from the introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam as it is by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So first, as it says here in our purport, Devarshi Narada was directly instructed by Brahmaji, who was also directly instructed by the Supreme Lord. So let's see the sequence. First is Krishna. Krishna is talking to Brahma. Brahma is talking to Narada. Narada, Vyas, Madhava, Padmanabha, Nrehari, Madhava, Akshobhya, Jayatirtha, Jnana Sindhu, Dayanidhi, Vidyanidhi, Rajendra, Jaya Dharma, Purushottam, Brahma, Brahmanya Tirtha, Vyasa Tirtha, Lakshmipati, Madhavendrapuri, Ishwarapuri, and brackets is said Nityananda, Advaita, Lord Chaitanya, Rupa, that's Swarupa and Sanat, Raghunath, Jiva, these are six Goswamis, Krishna Das, Narottam Das, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev, Jagannath Baladev, Bhakti Vinod, Gaur Kishore, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So this is the disciplic succession. And we can follow Srila Prabhupada and his disciples and the sannyasis in the GBC who are appointed by the GBC. So this is our mission. We should follow in their footsteps. I will stop there. There's so much to discuss, but I will stop there for 5 minutes, questions, answers, comments, and any mistakes I may have committed, you can point out, so I can improve in my purification. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Yes, Mataji. What is your name first?
My name is Coco.
Coco.
Yes.
Very nice. And 1 minute, we are waiting for the... So we have a question from Coco, Mataji.
Thank you. I've not started actually reading the Bhagavatam yet. I'm quite new to the movement. Yes, not too new as 2 months ago. But when you say devotional service cannot be achieved by thousands of years of these kind of
pious
work,
activities.
Pious activities,
hundreds and thousands,
right?
Of
and also life. That it's higher than mental speculation. But in bhakti Vedanta is like, study. You use your intellect to kind of also, Saraswati, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was such an elucidite, individual. So we also have such a tradition whereby we do mentally speculate, perhaps it's just a different definition. And also in the scripture, I did read some of the verses in the Bhagavatam and being in class. A lot of the verse actually talk about this, who God is. So what is the features and nature of Krishna? And what is he like? So you're saying that we are not trying to understand God, but we're trying to love God. But what is the relationship between, us trying to understand the scripture and how should we read it? Like, what should be our attitude and to understand this knowledge, to increase love? How does that correlate it?
Good question. Very good question. I would answer like this. I'm not expert, but I would answer like this. That, you want to know your mom, you want to know your mom's friends, or you want to know a boy because you're a girl, you want to know a boy. A boy wants to learn about a girl. If they want to get married, if they want to stay a brahmachari, nashtiki brahmachari, then they don't want to get entangled. But generally, in order to build up a relationship, you have to start knowing that person, isn't it? So in technical terms, that's called sambandha. So relationship, okay? So that's the first step. We have to build relationship. I always see Godrumar Prabhu in the temple room, outside the temple room, here, there, everywhere. He's building relationships. So then they become friends. They come next time, they say, I want to see Godrumar Prabhu. Why? Because he's built up a relationship. Yes? Everyone you meet here or around the world, they'll talk about Shruti Dharma Prabhu, our temple president who was here before. You just moved in now, isn't it? Yes? So there was a president named Shruti Dharma Prabhu. So, but if you go around the world and you say you're from the manor, they say, oh, and they'll mention Shruti Dharma Prabhu. Yeah? So relationship. These built up relationships around the world. Yes? So, for you, because you are like me, I'm also a beginner, we have to learn how to understand God. And we, through the books of Srimad Bhagavatam, years ago, when Kali Yuga started, there was a question, where is Krishna going to be present when he's actually disappeared? So where will he be present? And the answer is, he will be present in this Srimad Bhagavatam as the literally incarnation. So Krishna is present here in this book. Isn't it interesting?
Yeah.
Krishna is present in this book. So the more you read this book, you are with Krishna. The more you chant Hare Krishna, Mara, Japa, you are with Krishna. Because Krishna and his name is non-different. Krishna has various energies. Some external, some internal. We don't know them. So all this Bhagavatam, and who is listening? Who is speaking? Do you know this Bhagavatam?
Shukadeva Goswami. No, Sutta Goswami.
Yes, you are both right. I mean, the answer is correct. So first, Sukadeva Goswami was speaking, right? What was he speaking? He was speaking what he learned from Narad Muni. What did Narad Muni speak? What he learned from?
Brahma.
And what did Brahma speak? What he learned from? Krishna. Yes? So, it's a descending process. So we learn from that. Yeah? So, you are right. Sukadeva Goswami was speaking. Who was hearing?
Parikshit Maharaj.
Parikshit Maharaj. Yeah. Okay? So that's good. He was hearing. Why was he hearing?
Because he was about to die.
Yes. Very good. How many days did he have to live?
Seven.
Yes. Very nice. You are just 2 months and you know all this. Right.
Four months.
Very nice. Any other questions, comments? Go to Mahaprabhu. Mike, please.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. So I'm Jyoti Prabhu for a nice class. That verse you were telling about that Krishna appears as a Bhagavatam, you know? Krishna swadama bhagate dharma jnana dabisaha kalo drishta mesha purana ko dano dedaha. Just after departure of Lord Krishna, accompanied by religion and knowledge, etc., through his own abode, but the Srimad Bhagavatam is literally incarnation and gives light to people and knowledge. So that beautiful verse describes Krishna appearing as Bhagavatam. You know, you were saying about the members of the parampara. So in Scotland, we used to sing many different bhajans, and there's a beautiful bhajan, and it's called Sri Guru Parampara Song, or the first line is Krishna Hoite Chatur Mukha. You've heard that one?
Yes.
Yeah. So I find like when you sing that and you read the translation, it's like a nice way to kind of, recite the names and get familiar with those in the parampara, you know. So I'll just do the first verse and then they can look it up. Krishna hoite chatur mukha, hoi Krishna sevan mukha, Brahma hoite naradera. Mate Narada hoite Vyasa Madhva kohe Vyasa dasa Pragna, I think Padmanabha gati. So that it goes through the different parampara in the translation, and it's all kind of like in a nice poetic form. Otherwise you think, oh, who's after him and who's after him, but you learn the song.
Nice. What was the verse again, please? For reference for online viewers or everyone.
So the song is called Sri Guru Parampara Song.
Sri Guru Parampara Song.
And the first line is Krishna Hoite Chatur Mukha.
Krishna Hoite Chatur Mukha. Chatur Mukha is four-headed, is Lord Brahma.
Yeah.
Yes?
So Krishna is giving the knowledge to Brahma. Yeah. And then Brahma to Narada, the Vyasa. So it explains.
Very nice. Yeah. It's poetic. This is very nice. Yes? Reference. Thank you very much, Gaudiya Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for giving another class. So so Krishna is present in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then recently I've been observing through hearing that Krishna also is present. Krishna is present everywhere.
Yes.
And this is the higher understanding, the higher realization that Krishna is present, not just in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but in every atom. And there's a verse in Brahma Samhita, 535, you know, Ekopiya Sirata Yitum Jagat Andakotim, Yat Shiktik Asti Jagat Seyad Yad Antaha, Andantarasta Paramanyu Seyantarastam, Govinda Adipulisham Tahamajami. Can I translate?
Yes, please.
So it says that he is an undifferentiated entity as there is no distinction between the possessor and the potency thereof. So Krishna and his energy is the same. And then in his work of creating millions of worlds, his energy or his potency remains inseparable or intact. So all the universes exist in him, and he is present in his fullness in each of the atoms scattered throughout the universe at one and the same time.
Very nice.
So this is an amazing realization, and Krishna is actually present in every atom in his fullness.
Yes.
That's quite amazing.
It is beautiful. There's another verse just following up from that, 545 you said, and 546 in the Brahma Samhita. It says, Dipachir, it's the verse about the candles. Dipachir eva hi dasarantan abhyutpetya dipayati vivrita hetu samana dharma. Samana dharma. And then, Astya, I think it is. Atta, Atta. Vishnutaya, Vibhati. Tata. I think it is there. He basically, the one candle, it communicates with the other candles, although they are of the same, although they burn separately in them, is the same in its quality. One candle, which is communicated with the other candles, although it burns separately in them, is the same in its quality. I worship Govinda, the primary Lord, who exhibits his potencies, or he exhibits his expansions equally, in the same mobile manner in his various manifestations. So, just one candle, it lights, you light the other candles with the one candle. Yeah? They are all look same. Yes? So, in the previous chapter here, chapter 7, we were discussing about different incarnations. The title is Scheduled Incarnations of the Lord. Yeah? So there's also energies of the Lord. Separate. External, internal, all these incarnations, they all come from Krishna. So it's like the one candle, but then all the other candles are lit. Same. Yes? So they have the same light, same power. So Krishna, with his expansions, when he has these various expansions, scheduled incarnations, they're all the same power as Krishna. Okay? The word, here it is, Dipachir eva hi dasrantaram abhyutpetya dipayati vivrita hetu samana dharma yastadrik eva hi cha vishnutaya vibhati govindam madipurusham tamaham bhajami. The light of one candle being communicated to other candles, although it burns separately in them, is the same in its quality. I adore the primary Lord Govinda, who exhibits himself equally in the same mobile manner in his various manifestations. Okay? There's references, Brahma Samhita 546. Okay? So this is all nice, Krishna is there in all these incarnations, and Maharaj Parikshit is now asking questions, and the whole of chapter 8 basically is questions by Parikshit Maharaj, and Sukadeva Goswami is going to try and answer them. That's one. And then there are three dialogues if you want to learn about Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami is answering Parikshit Maharaj. When Sukadeva Goswami was speaking, Sutta Goswami was present. So he is repeating the same information to the sages of Namasharanya. Okay, so that's the second conversation in the Bhagavatam. And third one is, there's a sage called Maitreya, and he is speaking to Vidur. So that's the third conversation. And it, in the whole of Bhagavatam, these three are either this going on, that going on. See? And when Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, or Srimad Bhagavatam, or CC, he'll again mix and match and refer to one verse from one of the other books. So this is how it is. It's a lovely interaction of beautiful words and descriptions. Okay, my time is up. I'm late. I'm sorry to keep you waiting for breakfast. But Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.